is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Well, about 10 days ago, a big decision came down from the State Fish and Wildlife Commission regarding the Rock Creek Hatchery Fish Program. Matt Hill, Executive Director of the Douglas Timber Operators, who are part of the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby, in here. And Matt, kind of explain what the decision by the State Fish and Wildlife Commission, what that means.
Well, thanks for having me on the air, Kyle. In summary, what the Fish and Wildlife Commission decided was to terminate the summer steelhead hatchery program being run out of Rock Creek, which feeds the North Umpqua system. And so they just ended it. And there was a lot of debate before that. There was public meetings, online comments, a scientific assessment. And for whatever reason, the Fish and Wildlife Commission decided to do a total 180 against their own staff recommendations, against the best available science, and against the predominant views of this community.
Now, the State Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting went on for hours before they even got to that topic.
Yeah, you got to take a day off of work to follow the meetings of the Fish and Wildlife Commission. It was on April 22nd. It took all day long. I think they made the decision around 5 o'clock at night after hours and hours of deliberation on multiple issues. And again, they deviated from their own staff recommendation from within ODFW, which was to at least reduce the number of hatchery fish released into the North Umpqua. And they just decided, no, zero.
So explain the controversy here, because a lot of different groups are coming down with different vantage points.
Well, let's take a step back in history first. There have been hatchery fish operations on the North Umpqua River for over 120 years. There was a small hatchery at Old Hatchery Creek in the Idlewild area prior to 1900. 1900, my great-great-grandfather built two hatcheries up at Steamboat. 1921, he built one at Rock Creek. That was moved across Rock Creek to the other side. That was rebuilt. So hatcheries are no new phenomenon. And the simple fact is we have fish in the river now because we had hatcheries back in the early 1900s to conserve those species. Fast forward to now, Rock Creek Hatchery functions to provide fish for fishing, for people to catch and to harvest. And those hatchery fish live in the river alongside natural origin fish, and their numbers go up and down over time. And what really precipitated all of this discussion is that those numbers have been really down over the last several years for both natural origin wild and hatchery fish. And normally they're in the several thousand range, sometimes over 10,000 adults coming back up the North Umpqua. And last year they were just several hundred.
Now, hatcheries are not that uncommon, right? I mean, this type of thing happens in other places?
It happens everywhere. Some states, like Colorado, have almost entirely hatchery production. Columbia River has significant hatchery production to meet harvest expectations by Native American tribes and commercial fishing groups. So this is not the only place where we have a hatchery. It's not the only place we have a steelhead hatchery program. And that's what ODFW looked at, is they saw that all rivers, whether they had hatchery or not, the summer steelhead were suffering. And the reason was ocean conditions. So there's something going on in the years that a steelhead spends out in the ocean that's affecting that adult return rate. So it's not a problem specific to the North Umpqua River, but the Fish and Wildlife Commission decided to punish the North Umpqua and Rock Creek Hatchery alone.
So does that mean potentially that this kind of change could be put into place other places in Oregon?
Yeah, I think it's the first move in a series of actions. You know, the petition before the Fish and Wildlife Commission was spurred by a number of groups that are well-funded, well-staffed, and their goal is to eliminate hatchery programs, not just in the North Umpqua, but all over the place. So this is the first of the first act of a three or four act play, and it really calls into question whether or not the state will be able to rebuild places like Rock Creek.
Now, for some people like me that are not super familiar with kind of the deep dive aspects of the issue, is a hatchery fish different than one born other ways?
It's a good debate. I've had it many times, and with people I really respect, and people can both be respectful of the river and the fish and have different opinions on it. But the basic fact is that the hatchery fish being produced in the North Umpqua at Rock Creek and elsewhere, but let's just talk about the North Umpqua, those fish are derived from fish that were born and bred in the basin and come from a long line of fish that were born and bred in the North Umpqua Basin. And in fact, ODFW has standards for hatchery production that at least 30% of the broodstock has to come from wild fish. So in every year's batch of hatchery fish, you know, a lot of those are being derived from natural broodstock.
So a pretty complicated situation. Now, one of the first questions I got after the meeting was, did the burning of the hatchery in the Archie Creek fire, does that contribute all to this debate?
It's a central part of the debate. You know, first of all, the Archie Creek fire devastated, you know, a key segment of the North Umpqua as well as the whole Rock Creek drainage. So that's a factor, but it wasn't really a factor in these low numbers, and that was more of an ocean conditions question. What the fire did, in my opinion, is it destroyed the Rock Creek hatchery and then gave organizations that oppose hatchery fish an opportunity to go after the last major hatchery program being operated out of Rock Creek. And if you get rid of that, it makes it a lot harder to make the case to rebuild Rock Creek. But I will say that, you know, after the Archie Creek fire, the hatchery manager up there was going up. These adult fish survived the fire. The juveniles were all killed, so we lost a year's release of juvenile fish anyway. But the adults survived, and they kept them alive, and they rescued them, and they took them down to Coal Rivers Hatchery up on the Rogue, and they spawned them. And the fish that are currently sitting up at Rock Creek awaiting release, subject to this litigation, those are the descendants of the fish that survived the Archie Creek fire. And I just think it would be very sad to see them terminated or taken elsewhere.
So with the hatchery having burned, it sounds like some aspects of it are still, though, survived.
Yeah, the concrete raceways, which are the big pools where fish can be stored and water flows through there, that survived, and part of that was reconstructed to allow functionality. There's no production there, so they can't incubate eggs or anything like that. That was all taken down to Coal Rivers, but they can store fish, juvenile fish, for a while before release into the river.
Obviously, to rebuild the hatchery would be a substantial amount of money, and that must play into this as well. When both sides are looking at this, going, you know, some saying yes, we should do it, others say no. And the folks, especially against it, can point to the large cost.
They can, but the state had insurance that would pay for replacement of the hatchery. It's the state's responsibility to manage that fishery. It's their legal responsibility. They have responsibilities to Indian tribes to manage and steward those resources and provide those resources. We pay taxes for it. We pay fees and angling fees for it. So I think the public has a say in whether or not that program continues. But yeah, absolutely, it'll be more difficult based on the Fish and Wildlife Commission's decision. However, if that decision is overturned and we return to a science-based management consistent with the hatchery management plan that was in place, then I think there's every reason in the world to rebuild Rock Creek with state-of-the-art technology that balances everything in everyone's interests.
Now, this came down, as I recall, on a 4-3 vote, right?
Yeah, it was a split decision.
So explain for the commission, is that sort of functioning like a board of an organization or a city council or something where you're sort of setting policy and then turning staff loose to implement it?
Yeah, and that's part of what will be called into question litigation. So the commission itself, the members are appointed by the governor, confirmed by the state legislature. They cannot be removed by anyone except by the governor or at their own resignation. So there's no direct accountability to the legislature. It's based on geography. There's one member from each congressional district and then one from the east side and one from the west side. And this was this was a split decision. One vote change could change the outcome of it. I don't think anyone saw this decision coming. It's very unusual for the commission to deviate from their own staff recommendation, especially when that staff recommendation was based on well-established and well-reviewed science.
I know, because the meeting went into the early evening, at least late afternoon. A lot of the comment on it really started to come out the next day. And it seemed like from all sides, people were surprised.
Very surprised. And I think it's taken some time to really sort out what happened, because it was so unusual. And the precedent was I think, really awful. Something needs to give. It's not how I want to see natural resources managed in Oregon. I would also add that the commission totally ignored the input of every Western Oregon tribe. Indian tribes that have traditional, ceremonial subsistence interests in harvesting fish for cultural purposes, like they've done for tens of thousands of years, the commission just pretended like their interest didn't matter. And I think that's a concern, too. And they're following this case as well.
All right, more when we come back with Matt Hill on Inside Douglas County, the interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1247, News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Later today is KQEN Local Talk at 4. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio. And tomorrow we talk to one of the candidates for State Labor Commissioner. Sherry Pelt will be on Inside Douglas County. Matt Hill from the Douglas Timber Operators, involved with the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby. One of the stakeholders in this, talk about who some of the stakeholders are, where they come down on this issue.
So on one side, we're the petitioners seeking pause or elimination of the hatchery program for summer steelhead on the North Umpqua, and those are groups that have historically opposed the hatchery. They're generally fly fishing interests, you know, up in the fly waters above Rock Creek. Not to say that everyone who fly fishes up there believes what they do. I fish up there. I'm a fly fisherman. I don't necessarily agree with their position. On the other side, you've got the rest of the fishermen primarily below Rock Creek, the bait and lure and fly folks who are catching and releasing or harvesting hatchery fish. You've got the county, Douglas County, who's taken a leadership role in this. All three county commissioners have been extraordinarily helpful and supportive. The Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby, which I'm on the board for, which supports fishing opportunities and restoring fish habitat in the basin. Like I said, all five Western Oregon Indian tribes have weighed in on this. And I think just the general sentiment from the public. I was in the room for a public meeting hosted by ODFW, and the vast majority of the comments I heard were supportive of the hatchery program. And for many of them, for fishing guides and for other folks and businesses that rely on those businesses, this has tremendous economic reverberations in this area. And again, the commission just totally ignored any of that.
So what does this actual lawsuit with the county and the Fishery Enhancement Derby, what is it hoping to achieve?
The lawsuit is seeking to block ODFW from either killing these fish or moving them somewhere where they can't be released into the system. And they would theoretically residualize into rainbow trout, get gobbled up by bass in a lake somewhere, or provide fishing. But they wouldn't do what tens of thousands of years of biology and biological evolution trained them to do, which is go out to the ocean and evolve into steelhead and grow big and strong and come back and return home to spawn. And that's the incredible thing about these fish, hatchery, wild, call them whatever you want, but they all know what they're supposed to do. And they go out and live and grow, come back, find their way to the Umpqua River. They find their way to the North Umpqua River, and the hatchery fish turn left at Rock Creek, and the rest of them go up to Steamboat. It's an amazing thing to watch. And so we're seeking to stop the state from not releasing these fish. The basis of the lawsuit is that the commission violated multiple Oregon revised statutes. That's our legal system there. By violating existing plans for the management of hatchery and wild fish, for failing to go through the proper public notice and comment period to change a plan, which they did not do. And so we think what they did was not lawful, and we've asked a judge to intervene very quickly, because you've got 78,000 fish, juvenile fish, sitting up at Rock Creek that are rearing to get released into the river, and there's a timing issue. And so the hearing on the case is May 18th.
So could the judge at that point pause the change while the issue is looked at further?
The judge could do a number of things. I mean, either the fish get released or they don't. That's the first decision. And the judge could order additional review. And that's kind of where ODFW is going to begin with, which is to reduce the number of hatchery fish and then continue to manage adaptively based on each year's returns. There's numerous steps we've identified, you know, that we're part of the plaintiff parties. There are things they can do up at Rock Creek to remove more hatchery fish returning up there, to reduce the overlap of hatchery and natural origin fish up Rock Creek. So there's things that ODF can, should, and is doing to improve adult returns and their management objectives. And that no one's debating that. The question is whether or not we should just gut and eliminate an entire program in lieu of making those improvements.
Any idea how ODF and W employees come down on this?
I certainly can't speak for them, but what I can say, and this is public knowledge, it's on their webpage, is their own staff, professional biologists, went out and analyzed the argument that hatchery fish are the cause of the decline of wild fish in the wild summer steelhead in the North Umpqua River. They found that is patently false. The hatchery fish are not causing the decline of wild fish. They're declining together, and at some point they will go back up together. And the primary reason for that decline that we're experiencing is ocean conditions, and this decision has nothing to do with that. And it won't improve anything other than depriving area residents of fishing opportunities.
So for the ocean conditions, is that something related to changes in climate?
That's part of it. Warmer waters trigger blobs and dead zones, and it affects the fish, the food that these fish consume. There's other issues with predation, and you know, who knows if they're getting gobbled up by seals and sea lions. They could be, you know, overfished or illegally fished, you know, up in Alaska or something like that. We don't know exactly what's happening. What we know is they're not coming back out of the ocean and going up the river.
So any idea if what the governor's office might do, or are they more likely to stay out of it at this point?
It's not without precedent that the governor would go to a commission that she appointed and ask them to reconsider things. She's done it recently on other issues. So I hope that she looks at this and sees that there's a broad swath of Oregonians that are very unhappy and very concerned about this decision. So I hope she urges the commission to reconsider, or I hope the state decides to reach some type of settlement agreement where we can meet everybody halfway and have some fish in the river.
And with that 4-3 decision, it seems like it is split awfully close to even. One of the folks I talked to afterwards said they were expecting 4-3 the other way.
Going into it, I thought that the commission would side with the staff recommendation of ODFW, which I thought was actually a very aggressive move, and we didn't necessarily agree with it. But compared to elimination of the program, it now seems like a great option. And we were surprised. It was kind of an odd chain of events if you watched that part of the hearing, and it really is concerning that a state commission appointed by one governor can totally overrule literally 100 years of science data and adaptive management.
So is that meeting still available to view off the ODFW site?
Yeah, they have a YouTube channel. You can watch it. Just scroll to the end. You don't want to watch the first 10 hours.
Matt Hill from the Umpqua Fishery Enhancement Derby and the Douglas Timber Operators. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.